All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are taking a deep dive into a pretty fascinating topic.
Oh, yeah, we're going deep.
SLE.
Systemic lupus erythematosus.
That's right. And the research that we dug up for this deep dive.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's complicated for sure.
Yeah.
But definitely worth talking about.
And one of the things that I thought was really interesting right off the bat was just how much more SLE impacts women than men.
Yeah, it's not just that it's more common in women.
Right.
It often presents differently, too.
Exactly. So we're going to unpack all that.
We are.
And we're also going to explore this really interesting link between SLE and the gut microbiome.
The gut microbiome.
Or those little bacteria living in our digestive system.
Trillions of them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but I kind of just always thought of that as like...
just along for the ride.
Yeah, passengers just kind of hanging out.
Right. But research is showing more and more they're way more active than we thought.
They're not just along for the ride. They're actually shaping our immune system.
It's true. They're impacting our health in really profound ways.
So when things get out of whack in there...
when there's an imbalance...
Dysbiosis. Which is what scientists call it. That can contribute to all kinds of health issues, maybe even SLE.
It's a whole new frontier in medicine.
It really is. It's pretty mind-blowing.
It is. It's changing how we think about health and disease.
So before we get too far into the microbiome stuff, I think it's really important to take a step back and just really understand the impact of SLE, because what I saw in the research was kind of alarming.
Yeah, SLE is serious, no question about it.
Especially for women.
In the U.S., it's the 7th leading cause of death for women between 15 and 24.
Wow.
And for African-American and Hispanic women in that same age group.
It's even higher.
It's the 5th leading cause.
Wow, those statistics are pretty heavy.
They are.
And it's not just about mortality either. I mean, SLE can affect pretty much any organ in the body.
That's right. It's not a single organ disease.
So there's not like a simple diagnosis.
Yeah, not at all. It can manifest in so many different ways with so many different symptoms.
So each person's experience is going to be unique.
Absolutely. And to complicate things even further, the treatments themselves, particularly long-term use of corticosteroids.
The medications used to manage SLE.
Right. They can also cause organ damage.
Wow. Talk about a double-edged sword.
It's a real challenge for many patients.
Yeah, trying to manage the disease, but the treatments themselves can also cause issues.
Studies show that somewhere between 32% and 50% of SLE patients end up experiencing some form of organ damage.
So we're talking about a disease that really impacts quality of life.
Absolutely.
Ability to work, and even lifespan.
Yeah, it's significant.
It's no wonder that researchers are working so hard to find better treatments.
We need new approaches, for sure.
And that brings us back to the gut microbiome.
It does, because if we can figure out how the gut microbiome is contributing to SLE, right, that might give us some new targets for treatment.
So walk me through, what is the research actually showing about this connection?
Well, a lot of the early research has been done using mice.
Mouse models.
Exactly. Which I know might seem a little strange, but they're super important in research because they allow us to study these complex diseases in a very controlled way.
You can't exactly do the same experiments on humans.
Right. Ethical considerations and all that.
So what have these mouse studies revealed about the gut microbiome and SLE?
Well, one study that really caught my eye used this special type of mouse called a triple congenic, or TC mouse.
Okay.
And these mice are genetically predisposed to developing lupus.
So they're like a model for SLE.
Exactly. And the researchers found that these TC mice, they had some really interesting differences in their gut bacteria compared to the healthy mice.
So there was something different about the gut microbiome of the mice that were more likely to get lupus.
That's right. And it wasn't just a static difference either.
What do you mean?
Well, the composition of the bacteria actually changed as the mice aged, which suggests that these shifts in the gut microbiome might be happening at different stages of SLE development.
So it's not just a snapshot. It's a process that unfolds over time.
Precisely. And another study using these TC mice took things a step further. They found that these mice had what we call a dysbiotic gut microbiome.
So there was an imbalance.
Right, an imbalance in the microbial community, less diversity.
Okay, so less diversity equals dysbiosis, which could be linked to SLE.
That's the idea.
And then they did something crazy.
We do that in science.
Yeah, they did it.
So they took the gut bacteria from the TC mice.
The ones that were predisposed to lupus.
Right. And they transplanted them into mice that had been raised in totally sterile environments, germ-free mice.
So they had no gut bacteria of their own?
Nope. Completely sterile.
That's wild.
And what they found was that the mice who got the bacteria from the lupus-prone mice they started showing signs of an immune response, almost like the bacteria themselves were somehow triggering the development of autoimmunity.
You're saying that they were transferring some aspect of the disease.
That's what the research suggests.
That's amazing.
It is. It's pretty compelling evidence that the gut microbiome can really have a big impact on the immune system.
Okay, so that's convincing evidence for mice. But what about humans? Do we see similar things happening in people with SLE?
We do. A number of studies have shown that the gut microbiome composition in SLE patients is different from healthy individuals.
So it's not just a mouse thing. There are actual differences.
Real differences in humans.
In the gut microbiome of people with SLE.
Exactly. And the differences aren't just random either. Certain types of bacteria seem to be more common in SLE patients.
While others are less common.
That's right. So it's not just about having more or fewer bacteria overall.
It's about the specific types that are present.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting, because if we can identify these specific bacterial signatures,
the ones associated with SLE.
Yeah, it could potentially lead to new diagnostic tools.
So we might one day be able to detect SLE early on just by looking at someone's gut bacteria.
It's a possibility. It could really change how we approach diagnosis and treatment.
That would be incredible.
It would.
Okay, so we've seen some pretty convincing evidence that the gut microbiome is connected to SLE.
In both mice and humans.
But how does this connection actually work?
That's a great question.
What's going on at a molecular level?
Well, that's what we'll be exploring next.
Yeah.
The fascinating world of the gut-immune connection.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so we know there's a connection between the gut microbiome and SLE, but how does it actually work? What's the science behind it?
Well, researchers are digging into that right now, and it turns out the gut microbiome is super intertwined with our immune system.
That makes sense. I mean, our gut is kind of like the first line of defense against the outside world, right?
You got it. And a huge part of our immune system actually lives in the gut, interacting with all those trillions of bacteria.
So it's like a constant back and forth between our immune cells and the bacteria.
It's a great way to think about it, and it's crucial for shaping how our immune system develops and how it functions.
But how does that relate to SLE specifically?
Well, with SLE, we know that there's this imbalance in certain types of immune cells, particularly T cells.
Like the soldiers of the immune system?
That's right. They attack invaders. And in SLE, one type of T cell called Th17 cells becomes overactive.
E17.
Ah. And they produce these pro-inflammatory cytokines, which are basically signals that trigger inflammation.
So the Th17 cells are sending out alarm signals, causing the immune system to go into overdrive.
And attack the body's own tissue.
Right, that's the hallmark of autoimmunity.
Exactly, and to make matters worse, there's also a decrease in another type of T cell called regulatory T cells, or TREGs.
TREGs, those are the ones that keep the immune system in check, right?
Yes, they're the peacekeepers.
Yeah.
So in SLE, you've got too many attack signals and not enough peacekeeping.
Leading to chronic inflammation.
Exactly.
So where does the gut microbiome fit into all of this?
Well, research is suggesting that the gut microbiome might actually play a role in this T cell imbalance.
So the types of bacteria in our gut could be influencing the balance of those Th17 and TREG cells.
That's the idea. Studies have shown that certain gut bacteria can directly impact the activity of these cells.
So an imbalance in the microbiome could tip the scales toward a more inflammatory state.
Exactly, contributing to SLE.
So it's not just genetics. It's this interplay between genes, environment, and now the gut microbiome.
It's a complex puzzle, and we're just starting to figure it out.
And this understanding might give us new ideas for treatment.
It's a whole new avenue.
All right, tell me more. I'm ready for some good news.
Well, one area that's looking really promising is lifestyle interventions, specifically diet.
I like that, because that's something people can actually do something about.
Right, we have some control over it.
But how can changing what we eat impact the gut microbiome and in turn impact SLE?
Well, everything we eat provides nourishment, not just for us, but also for the trillions of bacteria in our gut.
So it's like we're feeding two mouths with every meal.
Exactly. And our food choices can either help or hurt that bacterial balance.
So maybe we can promote a healthier gut microbiome through diet and help manage SLE.
That's the idea.
Okay, so what kind of dietary changes are we talking about? Anything I can try?
One dietary pattern that keeps coming up in the research is the Mediterranean diet.
A Mediterranean diet.
Lots of fruits and veggies, whole grains, olive oil.
Yeah, I know it's supposed to be good for you in general, but how could it be helping with SLE?
Several studies have found that people who stick to the Mediterranean diet pretty closely, they tend to have lower SLE disease activity.
Interesting.
We're still figuring out exactly why, But it makes sense that the diet's impact on gut health could be part of the story.
So a healthier gut, a healthier immune system, and better control of that inflammation that's driving SLE.
Exactly.
And some studies are even looking beyond these correlations to see how specific dietary interventions can change the gut microbiome and impact SLE in animals.
Like mouse models.
Yeah, what have they found?
For example, one study looked at increasing dietary-resistant starch in mice that were prone to lupus.
Resistant starch, that's a type of fiber, right?
That's right. A type that we can't digest ourselves, but it acts like food for some beneficial gut bacteria.
So we're feeding the good guys.
And when those bacteria ferment the resistant starch, they produce short-chain fatty acids, which have anti-inflammatory effects.
So we're fighting the inflammation associated with SLE.
Exactly. And the results were really promising.
Really?
The mice who ate the resistant starch, they had higher survival rates and less organ damage than the control group.
Wow. Just from increasing one type of fiber.
It highlights the potential of these really targeted dietary changes.
So it's not just about eating a generally healthy diet. It's about knowing how specific foods can impact the gut microbiome.
And in turn, impact SLE.
That's amazing. Okay, I'm on board with more resistant starch, but what about other approaches? What else is out there?
Well, probiotics are another area that's generating a lot of interest.
Probiotics, those are the good bacteria you find in yogurt and fermented foods.
That's right. They're live microorganisms that can have benefits for our health.
And scientists are studying their potential for SLE.
Exactly. The idea is if we introduce these good bacteria, maybe we can restore a healthier balance in the gut.
So crowd out the bad guys.
And there's some early evidence that they might help with SLE.
Like what?
Well, one study found that a specific strain of bacteria called Lactobacillus casei actually reduced disease activity in some patients.
Lactobacillus.
Lactobacillus casei.
So it sounds like finding the right strain of bacteria is key, just like with the foods.
Exactly. It's not one size fits all.
So maybe we can personalize probiotic therapy based on an individual's gut microbiome.
That's the goal. Personalized medicine.
That's amazing.
It's a very exciting area.
Okay. Are there any even more extreme things being investigated?
Well, there's one that's even more radical. It's called fecal microbiota transplantation.
Okay, that sounds intense. What is that?
It involves taking stool from a healthy donor and transferring it to someone who has an imbalance in their gut microbiome.
So you're replacing the unhealthy bacteria with healthy ones.
Exactly. And it's been incredibly successful in treating certain gut infections.
Really?
Yeah, infections that don't respond to antibiotics.
So maybe it could work for SLE.
That's what researchers are looking into. It's still early, but there are some preclinical studies that suggest it might be a possibility.
We've gone from exploring this connection to imagining ways to manipulate it.
I know, it's incredible.
Our understanding has come so far in such a short time.
It really has, but we're still just scratching the surface.
There's so much more to discover.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? What's next in this whole exploration of the gut microbiome and SLE? Okay, so we've talked about diet and probiotics and even fecal transplants.
All these ways we might be able to influence the gut microbiome.
To manage SLE. But it just seems like this whole area of research is exploding with new discoveries.
It really is. It's moving so fast.
What else is on the horizon?
Well, one of the things that researchers are starting to realize is that it's not just about the bacteria themselves.
Right. Wait a minute. I thought that was the whole thing, the trillions of bacteria in our gut.
That's a big part of it for sure, but it's actually a lot more complex than that.
Okay.
It's really about the whole ecosystem.
The whole ecosystem.
All the bacteria, the viruses, the fungi, and all of the interactions between them.
So it's like a whole world down there.
It really is this incredibly intricate web of life, and we're just starting to understand it.
We're walking ecosystems.
That's a great way to put it, and I think it highlights how important it is to think about health in this holistic way.
Not just looking at one thing, but seeing the big picture, how everything's connected.
Exactly. And as we learn more about the gut microbiome, we're realizing that its influence goes way beyond the gut itself.
Really? I always thought it was mostly involved in digestion.
Well, digestion and the immune system, but now we're finding connections to all sorts of things.
Like what?
Metabolism, mental health. There's even evidence suggesting it might play a role in some of the neurological symptoms of SLE.
Neurological symptoms? What does that even mean?
Well, we usually think of SLE affecting things like the joints and skin and kidneys.
Right.
But it can also impact the nervous system.
Okay.
Things like cognitive problems, seizures, mood disorders.
Wow, I had no idea SLE was that far-reaching.
It is, and researchers are looking into whether the gut microbiome could be involved in these neurological aspects through what's called the gut-brain axis.
The gut-brain axis. Okay, that sounds kind of sci-fi. What is that?
Think of it as a communication highway between your gut and your brain.
So they're talking to each other.
They are constantly sending messages back and forth through nerves, hormones, immune signals.
My gut is talking to my brain.
In a way, yes, and the gut microbiome seems to be a key part of that communication.
But how can bacteria in my gut possibly affect what's going on in my brain?
Well, one way is by producing these things called metabolites.
Metabolites?
Which are basically byproducts of the bacteria's metabolism.
Okay.
And some of these metabolites can actually get through the blood-brain barrier and affect how the brain functions.
Oh. So they travel from the gut to the brain and impact how we think, how we feel.
It's pretty wild, and we're just starting to figure out all the details of how it works.
So this gut-brain axis, does it apply to everyone, or is it specific to people with SLE?
It applies to everyone, but it's possible that this communication pathway is disrupted in some way in people with SLE.
Which could be contributing to those neurological symptoms.
That's one theory.
So the gut microbiome is involved in so many different aspects of SLE.
It really is.
Where do we even start?
It is a complex challenge, but it also presents this huge opportunity.
Okay.
The more we learn about the gut microbiome and how it impacts SLE, the better we'll be able to develop new and more effective treatments.
So what does all this mean for someone living with SLE right now? What can they take away from this research?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's a message of hope. We're still in the early stages, but we're making progress.
We're learning more all the time.
And in the meantime, there are things people can do to support their gut health.
To try to shift the microbiome in a positive direction.
Exactly. We talked about the Mediterranean diet.
Right. More fruits and veggies and whole grains.
Incorporating some of those principles into your diet can make a big difference.
What about probiotics? Should people with SLE be taking them?
Probiotics are definitely promising, but it's not as simple as just taking any probiotic.
Right. It's not one size fits all.
Talk to your doctor before starting any new supplement regimen.
What about those more intense things like fecal transplantation?
That's really promising for severe gut problems.
But not something you just try on your own.
It's still considered experimental.
Right, so always consult with a healthcare professional.
Definitely.
But I think the biggest takeaway here is that the gut microbiome is powerful.
It really is.
It plays a role in so many aspects of our health.
Including SLE.
And maybe by understanding it better and taking care of it, we can find new ways to manage this disease.
And maybe even treat it.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Me too. This is an exciting field to be in.
It really is. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into SLE and the gut microbiome. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty optimistic.
Me too. There's so much potential here.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And as always, if you have any concerns about your health, talk to your doctor.
Stay curious.
Keep learning. And we'll see you next time for another deep dive.